义务教育课程标准实验教科书英语新目标九年级人民教育电子音像出版社出版。
Go for it. Student's book. Unit 1. How do you study for a test? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. How do these students study for a test?Write letters from the pictures above.
Hey gang, there's a big test on Tuesday. I really need some help. Can you tell me how you study for a big test?
Sure, yes, sure we will.
You did really well on that last English test, didn't you, May?
Yeah, I did okay.
Well, how did you study?
By making flashcards.
Maybe I'll try that. How did you study, Pierre?
By asking the teacher for help.She was really happy I asked.
That's interesting. How do you study, Antonio?
I like to study by listening to tapes. But sometimes my mother thinks I'm listening to music, and then she gets mad.
Oh, well.
Activity 2A. Listen and check the questions you hear.
Welcome to the English Club. Today...We're going to talk about the best ways to learn English. Who has an idea?
Do you learn English by watching English language videos?
No, it's too hard to understand the voices.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
I think so. It helps to write English every day.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have.I learned a lot that way.
Do you ever practice conversations with friends?
Oh, yes. It improves my speaking skills.
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
I do that sometimes. I think it helps.
I do, too. And I always look up new words in a dictionary.
That's a great idea.
Activity 2B.Listen again and match each question above with an answer below.
Welcome to the English Club. Today, we're going to talk about the best ways to learn English. Who has an idea?
Do you learn English by watching English language videos?
No, it's too hard to understand the voices.
What about keeping a diary in English? Do you learn English that way?
I think so. It helps to write English every day.
Have you ever studied with a group?
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot that way.
Do you ever practice conversations with friends?
Oh, yes. It improves my speaking skills.
What about reading aloud to practice pronunciation?
I do that sometimes. I think it helps.
I do, too. And I always look up new words in a dictionary.
That's a great idea.
3A. Read the article and complete the chart. How do you learn best? This week, we asked students at New Star High School about the best ways to learn more English.Many said they learnt by using English. Some students had more specific suggestions. Lillian Lee, for example, said the best way to learn new words was by reading English magazines. She said that memorizing the words of pop songs also helped a little.When we asked about studying grammar, she said, I never study grammar. It's too boring. Wei Ming feels differently. He's been learning English for 6 years and really loves it. He thinks studying grammar is a great way to learn a language. He also thinks that watching English movies isn't a bad way because he can watch the actors say the words. Sometimes, however, he finds watching movies frustrating because the people speak too quickly. Liu Chang said that joining the English club at school was the best way to improve her English. Students get lots of practice, and they also have fun. She added that having conversations with friends was not helpful at all. We get excited about something, and then end up speaking in Chinese, she said. Section B. Activity 2A. Paul is learning English. Listen and check the learning challenges he talks about.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Ms. Mitchell. I'm having trouble learning English.
You said you liked English. What's the problem?
I can't get the pronunciation right.
Well, listening can help. Why don't you borrow the teacher's tapes? You can listen to them at home and repeat the sentences that are difficult for you.
That's a good idea. But what about all the new words? I forget a lot of new words.
You can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you?
Well, no, not always. Sometimes I just don't understand what people are saying.
Why don't you join an English language club to practice speaking English? The English club meets after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Maybe I'll go. The only other problem I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen pal.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Ms. Mitchell.
Activity 2B. Listen again. Match the challenges in 2A with the solutions.
You look worried, Paul.
I am, Ms. Mitchell. I'm having trouble learning English.
You said you liked English. What's the problem?
I can't get the pronunciation right.
Well, listening can help. Why don't you borrow the teacher's tapes? You can listen to them at home and repeat the sentences that are difficult for you.
That's a good idea. But what about all the new words? I forget a lot of new words.
You can always write the new words in your notebook and study them at home. You can even study in the train on the way to school.
That might really help. Thanks.
Can you understand when people talk to you?
Well, no, not always. Sometimes I just don't understand what people are saying.
Why don't you join an English language club to practice speaking English? The English club meets after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Maybe I'll go. The only other problem I have is that I don't get much writing practice.
Maybe you should find a pen pal.
That sounds like a fun way to practice writing. Thanks, Ms. Mitchell.
Three A. Read the article. Then read the statements about the article. Write T for true or F for false.
How I learned to learn English. Last year my English class was difficult for me. First of all, it wasn't easy for me to understand the teacher when she talked to the class. To begin with, she spoke too quickly, and I couldn't understand every word. Later on, I realized that it doesn't matter if you don't understand every word. Also, I was afraid to speak in class because I thought my classmates might laugh at me. I couldn't always make complete sentences either. Then I started to watch English language TV. It helped a lot. I think that doing lots of listening practice is one of the secrets of becoming a good language learner. Another thing that I found very difficult was English grammar. So I decided to take lots of grammar notes in every class. Then I started to write my own original sentences using the grammar I was learning. It's amazing how much this helped. Now I'm enjoying learning English, and I got an A this term. My teacher is very impressed.
Reading. How do we deal with our problems? Rich or poor, young or old, we all have problems. And unless we deal with our problems, we can easily become unhappy. Worrying about our problems can affect how we do at school. It can also influence the way we behave with our families. So how do we deal with our problems? There are many ways. By learning to forget. Most of us have probably been angry with our friends, parents, or teachers. Perhaps they said something you didn't like, or you felt they were unfair. Sometimes people can stay angry for years about a small problem. Time goes by, and good friendships may be lost. When we are angry, however, we are usually the ones affected. Perhaps we have seen young children playing together. Sometimes they have disagreements and decide not to talk to each other. However, this usually does not last for long. This is an important lesson for us. We can solve a problem by learning to forget. By regarding problems as challenges. Many students often complain about school. They might feel they have too much work to do sometimes, or think the rules are too strict. We must learn how to change these problems into challenges. Education is an important part of our development. As young adults, it is our duty to try our best to deal with each challenge in our education with the help of our teachers. By thinking of something worse. By comparing yourself to other people, you will find your problems are not so terrible. Think about Stephen Hawking, for example, a very clever scientist who regards his many physical problems as unimportant. He can't walk or even speak, but he has become very famous and successful. We are probably quite healthy and smart. Let's not worry about our problems. Let's face the challenges instead.